Lord, I've come to talk to you. I have so many things on my heart, Lord, I don't know where to start. I don't have the words to express everything I want to say. And I hope the Spirit, Lord, will intercede for me. Because I know He can and I know He will. Lord, are you listening? I believe you are. But sometimes I think I'm doing all the talking. And maybe that's part of the problem. I'm doing all the talking and not enough listening. So Lord, help me to be still. To be still in front of you and let you be you and let me be me. And I think all things will be better. I brought all my stuff, most of it anyway. I want to start with this one, Lord. It's weird. I used to think money would make me happy. But money never did and never will. Lord, I don't want my heart to be on the treasures in this life. I want my heart to be with you. And so, Lord, I understand that money is important to live. I understand that. But God, I know it's also for blessing other people. The money you give us, you only ask for a small portion back. And I can remember I couldn't pay anything. But one day, I read in the scripture where it said that if you were to give, to sow, that I know that we could purpose in our heart, but we need to sow. And so, Lord, I know all that I have is yours. Nothing is really mine. It's on loan. Everything is on loan. Even my family, my grandchildren, Lord, I only have a certain amount of time with them. And so I want to be able to live a life that's generous. And Lord, that I can purpose in my heart. And I remember when I did that, I started out small because my faith was small. But I was able to, after a few weeks, I was able to increase a little bit. And eventually I got to where I could pay more. And I didn't even miss it. Didn't even miss it. In fact, Lord, you worked it out to where my jobs, promotions, and things like that, I was able to pay my house off even. Pay bills, pay things away. So I don't want to hang on to this wealth, this materialistic mind anymore. That's not where my treasure is. So I'm going to give it to you, Lord. I'm letting go and giving it to you. This other one. It's hard to see, but this represents me at the bottom. And this represents over here two people in my life who are no longer here. Lord, I depended on these men. Malin, Wally, others. We would have deep spiritual talks. I remember, and I know you do too, I remember I was staying with Malin when he was in the hospital. I stayed with him one night. And we, of course, talked about the Bible. And Gail knows what that's like. We start talking about the Bible, and it's hard to stop. I felt like one of those men on the Emmaus Road. It's like my heart burned inside for your word. And boy, the time flew by. And Malin, he politely asked me, he said, Earl, could we be quiet for a while? He said, I need to rest. I didn't know it was after midnight. Yes, he needed the rest. He needed time to heal. But I was just so excited with the things he was telling me, Lord. I was new. I still am new. But he helped me. And Wally used to give me advice too, especially when it came to money. He said, you can't outgive God. And I found that to be the truth. I found that to be the absolute truth. You can't outgive God. But a lot of these men are no longer with me, Lord. So I rely on you. I have to put my trust and my confidence in you alone, Lord, and not in man. So I give all my relationships. And I ask you, Lord, to send me people who will help me grow in my spiritual walk with you. But now I'm asking too, Lord, that you will let me be a mentor to people. Maybe there's some kids, some young people who need help that I could help. And so I give this to you also, Lord. This one. You notice it's a little bigger. It represents my doubts. Yeah, I'm a pastor and I have doubts. I admit it. It's funny, even when I was talking about the money, I could trust you with my soul, but I wouldn't trust you with my money or my family. And I heard a pastor one day call that a Christian atheist. He said that's an oxymoron. You can't be a Christian and be an atheist at the same time. So I had to learn to trust you with my money and trust you with my family. Just like I would trust you with my soul. But Lord, you knew I was gone for a while, and they called me back. And when they called me, Lord, they asked me if I would be a pastor. I thought, me? Me? I don't know. I really had to pray about this because I just didn't know. And God, I had so many doubts. I thought, why? Why would you want me to be in this role? The scripture even tells me, and I'm not afraid to admit, I'm scared sometimes. I'm scared. Because it says, let not many of you become teachers. The King James says masters, but same thing. Masters, teachers. Because we're going to be held to a stricter judgment when judgment time comes. So Lord, as a pastor, I honestly don't understand it. I'm nobody special. I didn't ask for it, but you put me here anyway. And so, Lord, I pray that whenever I get up to talk on your behalf, that I say only the things that will glorify you. My wife sings a song that I love, "Hide me behind the cross so the world sees only you." And that's what I want for my life. Lord, I'm talking to you, Lord, no holds barred, because you already know what's in my heart. You already know. But sometimes I don't know what to say, Lord. I don't know what to say. But I'm going to speak your words and let them go forth. And you said you wouldn't let them return void. I stand on that scripture. I believe that scripture, that your word will not return void. But God, there's so many people out here. We hear it all the time. Pray for my family. Pray for this person. Pray for somebody who needs delivered from drugs. It's a constant battle, but it is a battle. It's a spiritual battle, Lord. Satan is after the souls of so many people. And oh, he has tricks. He has tricks, Lord. I'm so sorry that for that little child who had an accidental drug ingestion. Lord, if the person had been delivered from drugs, that would not have happened. I pray that that boy recovers. And Lord, I pray that when I speak, that it'll be on your behalf and that you will anoint the messages. Let it be from you and not from me. If it's from me, it's just a speech. But if it's from you, oh my, it's the power of God. So help me to put on that whole armor of God. I think of Paul. I think of Apollos. Paul one day said to the believers when he was writing in Corinthians, he said, who are we? He was basically saying, we're nobody special. We're just people you heard, ministers you've heard and believed. But Paul said, he's planted, and Apollos, he watered, but it was you who gave the increase, Lord. So I'm nothing. I'm no one. It's all up to you, Lord. So I give you this. I give you this because I want to preach what you want me to preach. And always out of the scripture. And Lord, I pray that you give me wisdom so that I don't preach anything that is considered wrong doctrine. I don't want to lead anybody astray. Lord, I don't want to teach anyone out of their faith. So God, I give this to you as well. I don't even want to look at this one. It's the biggest of them all. It represents my life. Lord, you remember my dad passed away when I was 8 years old. I don't remember ever celebrating a Father's Day. I don't remember that. Many of my childhood memories are bad because my father, he liked alcohol too much. Thankfully, the boys never suffered too much, but the girls in our family did. They suffered the most. But it was all bad. And even at 8 years old, I remember trying my best because in Sunday school they told us to trust you, Lord. But I wondered often when I go to his grave on Father's Day some days, I ask you why. Why was I not given a family who was loving? Why was it the way we grew up? And I don't have a good answer for that. I remember when my grandfather, he was, I think, close to being 80, maybe he was 80, when he fell and broke his hip. He had never been in the hospital, ever, until that day. And then for the next 3, 4, 5 years, he walked around on a walker. But before that, he used to take me to church. I never really did like to go to church, but we would walk. Everywhere we'd go, we'd walk. And we'd sit in the front seat of all places. We'd sit in the front seat. And I can remember he had that soft voice. I'm sure the people in the back couldn't hear him because he was facing forward. But he would proclaim his love for the Lord. And then he would follow it up, his testimony, with an a cappella song. It seemed to go on forever. I would pretend I was asleep in the front seat. You knew I wasn't. I had one eye open to wait for him to finish. But when he finished, he sat down and he was quiet throughout the whole service. And so I thank you for my grandfather. But when he had broken his leg, he was on a walker. And for whatever reason, he closed his eyes. He never would opened his eyes. For 3 years or more, he walked around like a blind man. We would tell him to open his eyes, which we think he could, but I don't know how much he could see. But he walked around with his eyes shut for so long, I don't know if he could open them anymore. Until one day before that, I spent many nights, by his bedside. And I would hear him. He would cry to go home. I'm like, Grandpa, why are you doing that? I didn't understand. I didn't understand why he would cry to go home. And he meant heaven. And I just didn't know. I do now. I understand. But Lord, he helped me. He helped me in my walk. But when he was in the hospital that last time, I was already a grown teenager. Actually, older than that. I was married, I think, at the time. Yes. And I had spent the night out there with him. And I can remember that he was in bed and he turned his head toward me. And for the first time in 3 or 4 years, he opened his eyes. Opened his eyes and he looked right at me. And he recognized me. He said, Earl, I want to tell you I love you. I was so amazed that his eyes were open as clear as mine are. And I said, I love you too, Grandpa. And I decided to go home for a little bit to rest. And when I did, he died while I was away. After I've spent all that time with him those many nights, hearing him cry to go home. And the last night, you gave me a very special gift, and I'm grateful. But he died while I was away, and I wanted to be by his side. I was so mad at you. God, I was so mad at you. It took me a long time to forgive. I'm sure you had a reason. I don't know what it was, but I'm sure you had a reason. But it's okay. I know he's in heaven. He's finally home. So there's people, Lord, maybe in this building tonight, who doesn't know that God loves them. How much does he love them? Well, he sent his son into the world. He gave his only son, the only perfect sacrifice that could ever be, so that we could live. And if we have people in heaven, we want to see them again, we got to accept Jesus Christ. If you don't care if you see your parents again or loved ones again, well, that's on you. You can choose. You can choose whether you want to go to heaven or not. But Lord, there's going to be people who either will be tricked or don't know. But for whatever reason, there's going to come a day when you're going to tell them. You're going to tell them. When you separate them, and you're going to tell the ones on your left hand to go away. Go away. I don't know you. You're going into a hell that wasn't meant for you. It was meant for the devil and his angels. That hell was never meant for you. In fact, Jesus Christ has died and resurrected, and he's calling to people to come on his side. And Lord, I remember when I finally surrendered it all to you. I was like that tax collector in the temple. He wasn't allowed to go too far into the temple. But Jesus knew about this. He told this. I'm not even sure if it was a parable. It might have been. Could have been Matthew. But all he said was, "Have mercy on me, because I'm a sinner." Lord, look how dirty this is. A pastor's not perfect. I'm a human being just like anyone else. But I know I'll be held to a stricter judgment. But Lord, I've carried these burdens for so long. I don't want to carry them anymore. I can't carry them anymore. I'm tired. I want to give it all to you, not hang on to anything else. So all my sins, all my doubts, everything that you have given me, which is on loan, I give it to you, Lord. And I just wanted to talk to you to tell you all this. To let you know what's on my heart. And so, Lord, take it all. It's yours. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who saved me from a hell that I did not want to go to. Amen. Folks, tonight is a good night to talk to Jesus, to tell him your heart. Tonight is a good night to give everything to him, to rededicate your heart, your life. If you're carrying around a burden, a sickness, or anything, when this music starts playing, come forward, please. Don't wait. Come on, come on. Come forward, please. We'll have prayer together. Go ahead.